From American Public Media, welcome to The Weekend. I'm Bill Radke in Los Angeles.
And in St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Desiree Cooper. Last year, 41,000 refugees were admitted into the United States. And this fall, we've been spending weekends in the towns and cities where the refugees resettled. We've been asking them, what's the one thing you brought with you to remind you of home?
I'm from Burma.
I came from Iraq.
I'm from Somalia.
I'm from Somalia, too.
I go to America.
We have carried with us
videotapes.
My dad's picture.
Some very old Sunday school books.
Without your past, you're nothing.
This weekend, we meet the Sher Ali family in Amarillo, Texas. Ahmed Ali, the family patriarch, had been a military doctor in Afghanistan. But when the Taliban took over Kabul, he feared for his family. He hid in the mountains while his wife and 9 children walked to Pakistan. And there they applied for visas to the United States. What's the one thing they carried with them? A picture of their father and the hope that he could someday join them.
Hi, my name is Lena. I'm from Afghanistan.
And I came with my family, like my mom.
I'm Shafiqa Shirali. I have 9 children.
And my sisters and my brother.
Hi, my name is Maria Shirali. I'm the oldest of my family, sister and brothers.
We all come together as a refugee.
We're not worried about money in Afghanistan. Because in Afghanistan, my dad was a doctor.
We have a very big house in Kabul.
I don't remember how many rooms on it.
The only reason that we are moved from our country because of the Taliban.
We are sitting outside and we heard those bombing and shooting stuff.
My dad was like, just let's leave.
And we worried because my dad, he was a doctor for the military. We heard the Taliban's kill a lot of people who work with the government.
My husband say, keep your children, you go. Because I go with you, Taliban kill you and the children and me.
We live at the early morning, but we don't get anything with us. Only the dress that we wear.
We were on the mountains for 13 days.
13 days.
And 12 nights, we were like traveling.
Sometimes coming walking, sometimes come with the truck.
20, 30 trucks follow each other. It's all full of children and women. They all take him to different place.
We are come to the Pakistan, my husband not with us.
I make a dress for people and we make a little money.
We start the life from the zero. We begin again. There was a picture of my dad in my brother's wallet.
It was a black and white picture when he was young. It makes me so sad and I start crying because I missed him a lot and I said, I wish he was with us.
Somebody told for my mom there's a embassy. If you go there, they're going to help us with the food or something. And they decide to, they send us to the United States like a refugee.
I can't believe you believe me. I just think like this, oh God, you help me. Because that's too hard to go to a different country.
When my mom came and told us that we were going to America, we were not happy to come in here.
Some people tell us that the man is hug you, kiss you, if you want, if you don't want it. We are really afraid of this stuff.
When we came in here,
the only things that were important for us are dad's picture.
We make those pictures bigger, so we still have it.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing?
When we came to the United States after the few months, they told us that we should work and support our families. And then I find a job for the restaurant, like a Waffle House. I was waitress there. I working hard, but the money is not enough for me. But I think why I shouldn't open a little store for myself. Because I know a lot of refugee peoples here. They all need the stuff that we use to our country, but we couldn't find.
This shelf for African food. This pot for Bosnian people. That one's for Iranian people, you see?
And after that, the Russian people come here, Croatian, and everybody come and ask about their stuff.
We get a lot of refugee people here.
My relative back home, they ask me, is it hard to a woman run like a grocery foods? I told them, no, not at all. I feel more like Americans when I do this business.
Front desk.
Now in Amarillo, I'm working at the hotel. I'm the front desk manager in here.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
The other day, I was checking somebody, and he was asking me where my accent from, and I said, I'm from Afghanistan. He goes, oh, you're not one of those Taliban, aren't you? And I go, whoa, thanks, sir, but that's really rude. Some people, they do say those stuff, but who cares? We wasn't sure if my dad was alive or not. My little sister, she was so young when we brought her. The only way to remind her of my dad to show his picture. She knows him as a seeing his picture. We all sisters have one copy of that in our purse. And always when I look that picture, it reminds me like he's looking at me.
One day, somebody called me. I said, hello? Hello, how are you? Oh my gosh, are you alive? I say, yes, I'm alive. Are you alive? Yeah, yes, I'm alive. We are together crying. We are talking to the telephone in 30 minutes. So after that one, we are applying for he's coming here.
When my dad came from Afghanistan, we wait for him until he get out from the airplane. And when he walked in, we just scream and yell and cry and hug him.
Oh, I thought I'm dreaming. I touch him. I say, I can dream that or it's for real, my dad is here.
You know, it's right. Your husband is with you.
Even though I have my dad with me, still I love this picture because it keeps me reminded of him. It's always keeping me to remind of him. We're all happy to have him back. I keep taking pictures with him and I feel like we're a complete family now.
This weekend, the girl's father, Ahmed Ali, is safe and sound. He's helping out in the family store in Amarillo, Texas. The store is called Amarillo International Foods. You can find pictures of the store and of the Sherilee family when you head over to our website. And when you get there, you can hear Lena playing a record of her favorite song about Afghanistan. It's all on our web. Just check it out at weekendamerica.org.
So far in our One Thing series, we've met Iraqis in Detroit, Somalis in Portland, Oregon, Burundians in Phoenix, and Burmese refugees now living in Indianapolis. You can hear the stories of the immigrants and find out the one thing each of them brought with them to the United States. It's all at our website, weekendamerica.org. The One Thing series is produced by Ann Hepperman and Kara Oler.